happened in Minnesota. This woman, who is now dead, sadly, she leaves a child and a wife. And it shouldn't have happened. I have a right to comment on this more than 99.9% of all of you. So listen to what I'm saying here. Why? Because I am the protester. You understand this? For 35 years, this is what I've been doing. Thousands of protests, dozens upon dozens of arrests. And the reason I am still here, or I don't have stitches from a billy club, or I don't have marks from a taser, is right here in this image. Every single time that I have been arrested, you will notice my hands I place behind my back, as I am told when I get arrested. I do not resist. I do not spit. I do not curse. I do not struggle. I do not fight or be aggressive towards the authorities who are there to arrest me, because when we protest, we step over a line that is there, and that line happens to be called the law. And thank God in this country, we can step over that line sometimes, but we have to understand that we are now in a different zone, because that cop over there, I think his kids got leukemia. That cop over there, I know, was in a bank robbery last night with the thugs, and he got shot at, and he's back out in the street, but he's all high tension. And that guy over there, that cop, I know his wife is a mailman, so I'm in a high tension area. And these have guns, batons, and tasers. We have a system in this country. It's called the court of law. And whether I'm wrong or right in this situation, officer, I didn't do anything wrong. Put your hands behind your back. Yes, sir. And I will take that up with the judge and prove my innocence. I do not bring the courtroom right there at that high tension moment. Do you get what I'm saying, people? So, this woman would still be alive. I don't think she was the kind of woman that would have done what she did, which was resist and be aggressive towards the authorities, as you see in the video, and you can all fight about that. But let's get to the base here. The base is the wife is probably looking to sue Trump or the police or the ICE or this or the tent. She needs to look at the Democrat, liberal politicians, community activists, and the mother self-loathing, divisive in the liberal media that tell her and those like her to resist arrest and be aggressively violent towards any authority.
Welcome to InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host again this evening for the next couple hours. Royce White here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, becoming ground zero once again. I think we've been saying Minneapolis, Minnesota, belly of the beast, ground zero, the focal point of American politics, becoming that in a big way over the last couple of days. Obviously, this ICE shooting in the afternoon a couple of days back, and there was man, I just came across is the big internet out there. Scott Lobato, I believe is how you pronounce his name. Scott Lobato. He's a MAGA activist, patriot, artist. Throwing it down. Throwing down right there. Just telling people how it is. It's not even a partisan thing. It's just how it is. You know, the fundamentals of American citizenship. The reality. This is what it is. You want to go out and protest? Fine. That's your right. We all have that right in our society. That's one of the beautiful things about this country. But you better understand what you're getting yourself into. You better understand the unwritten rules of engagement once you cross over that line called the law. And obviously, Renee Good didn't understand that line, and tragically, she's no longer here. We're going to be talking about that and much more when it comes to Minneapolis, Minnesota, this entire conversation about immigration in general. We're going to get to the bottom of some things tonight. Again, I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break. We're going there tonight. We're going there every Sunday night until Alex Jones relieves me of my duties here on Sunday evening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a minute.
nutrition's pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cooked strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the info war.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective. Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Minnesota. This woman who is now dead. Sadly, she leaves a child and a wife. And it shouldn't have happened. I have a right to comment on this more than 99.9% of all of you. So listen to what I'm saying here. Why? Because I am the protester. You understand this? For 35 years, this is what I've been doing. Thousands of protests, dozens upon dozens of arrests. And the reason I am still here, or I don't have stitches from a billy club, or I don't have marks from a taser, is right here in this image. Every single time that I have been arrested, you will notice my hands I place behind my back, as I am told when I get arrested. I do not resist. I do not spit. I do not curse. I do not struggle. I do not fight or be aggressive towards the authorities who are there to arrest me, because when we protest, we step over a line that is there, and that line happens to be called the law. And thank God in this country, we can step over that line sometimes, but we have to understand that we are now in a different zone, because that cop over there, I think his kids got leukemia. That cop over there, I know, was in a bank robbery last night with the thugs, and he got shot at, and he's back out in the street, but he's all high tension. And that guy over there, that cop, I know his wife is the mailman. So I'm in a high tension area. And these guys have guns, batons, and tasers. We have a system in this country. It's called the court of law. And whether I'm wrong or right in the situation, officer, I didn't do anything wrong. Put your hands behind your back. Yes, sir. And I will take that up with the judge and prove my innocence. I do not bring the courtroom right there at that high tension moment. Do you get what I'm saying, people? So this woman would still be alive. I don't think she was the kind of woman that would have done what she did, which was resist and be aggressive towards the authorities, as you see in the video, and you can all fight about that. But let's get to the base here. The base is the wife is probably looking to sue Trump or the police or the ICE or this or the that. She needs to look at the Democrat liberal politicians, community activists, and the douche mother self-loathing, divisive cops in the liberal media that tell her and those like her to resist arrest and be aggressively violent towards any authority.
Welcome back to InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We had some technical difficulties, but I think we got my mic online now. Again, that was Scott Lobato. I believe his name is Scott Lobato. Mispronouncing it, I apologize. Just came across his content this morning and was compelled by it. I mean, these are the type of Americans that we need running our country. They just say it like it is. They don't sugarcoat it. It's not even partisan. You know, what he said there isn't right or left. It's not about MAGA or, you know, Democrats, Republicans, any of that. It's just what it is. As an American citizen, you have a right to protest. And I honestly think that the conservative movement should be protesting more. There's any number of abominable ways that your government is bastardizing your citizenship and your constitutional rights. And I think we should be out there in the streets more. There's a big difference between protesting and revolution. And we all have to be cognizant of that line and that difference. And we have to ask ourselves, are we really ready for those consequences? And even on the right, we talk a lot of, you know, about it's time to revolt and the government's tyrannical and, you know, the taxes are out of control. And all of that is true. And I agree. The taxes are out of control. There was a couple of reasons we should be out there protesting more. Elections, secure elections, and taxes, for sure. But once you cross that line, there are unwritten rules. There are consequences to your actions. And on this day, you know, here in Minneapolis, she didn't recognize those consequences. Her wife didn't recognize those consequences. The people who have stormed the streets out here in Minneapolis, it would seem they don't understand the consequences. They don't understand the unwritten rules of the game. But furthermore, they don't understand the fundamentals of the reason they're even upset. And I think that's what Scott is really trying to say without saying it, is whatever your political party, you have to agree that we're a country of laws. We're a country, first and foremost. Let's just even discuss, do we agree about that? Because I don't think there's a consensus. I mean, I know that the Democrat politicians like to get up on the podium and say, oh, yeah, you know, we believe there should be a formal way that to immigrate to this country and whatnot. It's all just happy talk. I don't think there's an actual consensus of whether or not we believe we should have a country, if this is actually a country. If you don't have a country, then you can't be a citizen. If you're not a citizen, you don't have rights. So you can't talk about human rights or civil rights or women's rights or the rights of illegal immigrants. You can't talk about natural born rights or any of that if you don't have a country. And we don't even agree if we should have a country or not. If you do agree we should have a country, nothing makes you a country more than the law of the land. If you don't have laws, you're not a country. If you don't have a border, you're not a country. These are basics. Basics. Every other country in the world adheres to this fundamental philosophy about what it means to be a nation. That's why no other country in the world has open borders. Certainly there are other countries in the world that have borders with you know, bad security. Absolutely. But there is no other country in the world that unequivocally has no border at all. So we got to agree about the fundamentals. Should we have a border or not? Are we a country or not? You go back, you listen to Barack Obama in 2008, and he's got his MAGA immigration policy. You go back to 1995, Bill Clinton addressing the State of the Union. At the State of the Union address in 1995, Bill Clinton sounded like what you could only describe now as far-right, fascist, MAGA immigration policy. The point is, it's not far-right. It's just right. It's not fascist. It's not even MAGA. It's MAGA because President Trump has made it the cornerstone of his political platform. Sure, I guess that would make it MAGA. But it's only MAGA in the eyes of the mainstream media and all these other liberal activists, these leftist activists, because it's the cornerstone of President Trump and the MAGA movement's political platform. And really, if you go back to 2008 and you listen to Barack Obama talk about his immigration policy in his presidential run, or you go back to 1995 and you listen to Bill Clinton at the State of the Union address talk about his immigration policy or views, the funny part is everybody stood up and gave Bill Clinton, an ovation. They gave him a standing ovation at the State of the Union address on both sides of the aisle. So it was bipartisan. And we're going to pull the video here, and we'll play it for you over the next couple of hours at some point. But it was bipartisan in 1995 that we needed a border and it needed to be tougher, and illegal immigrants coming to this country was a tax on the American people and our resources or our programs or federal funding and all other sorts of things, that it was a net negative for the American people, for our nation, and the value of our citizenship. In 1995, that was considered bipartisan, and people loved Bill Clinton. Hell, so many people still love Bill Clinton. So many people still love Bill Clinton and regard him as a great president that they gave a pass to Hillary Clinton for being a complete wonk and weird. And she was. She was wonky and she was weird. And that's why she didn't win. As much political capital as they could muster up, all the resources they could marshal up to say, Hillary Clinton is next. She's going to be the first female president of the United States of America. She still couldn't get across the finish line because she is weird. Corrupt as the day is long, sure, but weird. Because Barack Obama's just as corrupt. But he had a little bit of charisma. You know, he knew how to control the cringe of his political rhetoric. He didn't let the cringe get out of control. Hillary Clinton, she couldn't help herself. She had that middle-aged menopausal woman thing, white liberal woman thing happening, and we all saw it. It was in her eyes. You get that bug-eyed look. Nobody trusted her. Even Democrats, they're like, well, I don't know. She's like the old auntie's house you don't really want to go to. She got too many cats. It smells funny at her house. She's got strange noises up there in the attic. I don't know if there's a goblin or a poltergeist up there. This woman's doing witchcraft when I'm not around. That's the type of woman Hillary Clinton was. And people didn't buy it. I can't do it. But Bill Clinton was loved. Bipartisan support for what you would call today MAGA immigration policy. The sad part is there was only bipartisan support because they all knew there was a wink and nod handshake agreement under the table to not enforce that type of strict immigration policy. That was the sad part. The sad part is they all stood and clapped because they knew that there was a much bigger agenda unfolding right under the American people's nose. And by the time Barack Obama comes along and the WEF team up, and I always say, you know, Barack Obama is a creature of Langley, right out of the bowels of Langley, CIA Barack Obama. By the time Barack Obama got off and running, you know, it's the overlay for the underlay. It's the three-card Monty. Sure, he deported 5 million people, and it's worth mentioning because the mainstream media seems to forget that he deported twice as many citizens as President Trump has already in this first term. Now, he did it over 8 years, and President Trump had a much bigger mess to clean up from the Biden administration. But, Barack Obama was already intimately involved in the initiative to undermine this nation by mass immigration. He was just campaigning on that policy. And that speaks to how dishonest they are. But the point is, nobody cried foul when Barack Obama built these cages. Go back to that. Go back to when this entire, deportation argument or conversation came up in the first term, in President Trump's first term. It was, oh, look how inhumane this is. Look at the cages they're putting these kids in. Until everybody figured out that it was Barack Obama who built the cages. And then people went quiet. But they tried to keep the narrative going. But it was hard for them to criticize President Trump and lay the cages on President Trump after it was already made public that Barack Obama's actually the one who built them. And now they're trying to run the same exact play again, as though the American people are stupid. That's what Alex Jones has meant for 30 years when he said there's an info war. There is. And I can't tell you how many people I know personally. I'm watching you snowflakes online. Oh, this is dangerous times. Oh, there are dangerous times here in America. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do? We're all afraid. We're all afraid. The hotel workers and the restaurant cooks and everybody, they don't want to come to work, and everybody's, you know, in danger of being rounded up. You were much more in danger of being rounded up in this country during the COVID pandemic for not being vaccinated than you are of being misidentified as an illegal immigrant, and you're actually a citizen. I was in much more fear of being rounded up during the COVID-19 pandemic than I am of being mistaken as an illegal immigrant. And I'm going to say something else controversial here. we all act like we get up and we brush our teeth and we put on our clothes and we leave the house in the morning and we're not a representation of other people who look like us. That's the real underlying narrative here, is this is another representation of how racist America really is. Newsflash. When you leave the house in the morning, you, like it or not, fair or not, are a representation of other people who look like you. Your mother used to tell you this when you were a kid, at least if you had good parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles. When you leave this house, act like you have some sense. Act like you've been raised the right way. Why do they say that? Why did your parents and your aunts and uncles and your grandparents used to tell you to act like you've been raised the right way when you're out in public? Because how you behaved was a representation of them. And if you were a little kid who was too bad at school, or you were too bad at the after school program, or you were too bad out in public at the grocery store, it reflected poorly on them. It was embarrassing for them. In some situations, it could be a huge inconvenience for them. Bad at school, your mom has to leave work. She can't leave work to come pick you up from school because you're getting suspended. Now she's in trouble at work with her job, or your dad's in trouble at work with their job. And a lot of people come from single-parent households. We'll talk about that on the other side of this block, but because I want to talk about this big, there's a significant thread to that in this situation and how the narrative gets so upside down like it is today in America. But we'll talk about that in a moment. But it could be a real inconvenience for your parents if you didn't behave the right way when you were in public, when you left the house. The same thing goes for your race or your demographic or your religion. Your race, your religion, your gender, your age, your demographic. The same thing is true for your demographic. Let's use black people, for example, because everybody likes to play the race card. If you're black and you leave the house and you do something that's illegal or violent or outright wicked, crazy, you're a representation of black people. I say this all the time on my show. I've been using this example for the last 6 months straight. You can't hold up a group's identity or race and success and then abandon that same identity and failure. If you're going to hold up an identity and say, this is black excellence, look at Jay-Z and Beyonce, look how wealthy they are, look at all of their achievements and whatnot. When a young black man commits a mass shooting in a black neighborhood, that is also a reflection of black people. You don't get to pick and choose. The same thing is true of illegal immigrants. If you want to come from South America or Central America and flood into our country, we better not hear you say, don't round up people that look like me. When you came into this country illegally, you made it a necessity for us to round up people who somewhat look like you. And if we're going to act like looks are inconsequential in our society, in human existence, if we're going to act like your appearance has no bearing on the outcome in your life, then we're just too dishonest to be taking ourselves serious. We shouldn't even take ourselves serious, especially in any conversation about politics or culture. You're not serious. Of course your looks matter. Of course your appearance matters. The question is, to what degree? Well, we'll tell you. If, I get a call on the Rover, I'm a cop, it says, there's a young black man with a ski mask who just robbed a jewelry store here on the corner of 45th and Stupid Avenue. And he's running southbound there on Stupid Avenue. The cop's going to be looking for a young black male with a ski mask who's running southbound on Stupid Avenue. Now, if there happens to be other young black males on Stupid Avenue wearing ski masks, now we have ourselves a problem, don't we? Hard to identify who's who. It's like in a school shooting. You see in any footage of these school shootings, when a kid goes into a school and decides to, shoot up the school, when the authorities finally get there, and the children are fleeing the school. They're evacuating the school. The cops, the law enforcement officers have to say, keep your hands up. Are all these children innocent? Most of them, yeah, of course. But there's no way to know. And because a student, usually a kid, and even there's faculty there as well, so it becomes difficult on that front too. When somebody goes into a school and we as law enforcement have to respond after the fact at that school, we don't know who's doing the shooting or who isn't. We have to assume that everybody's a threat until proven otherwise. And I know that that's inconvenient and it makes us uncomfortable and a tad bit nervous and scared about interacting with law enforcement or even walking around in your daily life. And you should be, because law enforcement is a dangerous proposition for American citizens. And that's what Scott Lobato is telling you. There's a line there. There's an invisible line. And when you cross that line, you are in the law of unintended consequences. Renee Good is no longer with us because she believed leftist propaganda and crossed a line of unintended consequences and then tried to double and triple down on it. Shot in the head. Tragic. But all you protesters, I mean, you know, the theater it makes me want to physically vomit. And I said this before, and people may not like this, but I can tell that the protests aren't real because you guys don't end up at the Federal Reserve. You never end up at a bank. All of these protests that happen all across the country, every time there's some political controversy, the protesters never end up at the banks. And I'm not telling you to go to the banks. When I led the protest after George Floyd died, they wanted to talk about police. I said, no, we're going to go talk about the Federal Reserve. I'm the only United States Senate candidate, maybe in the history of our nation, that led 10,000 people to the front door of the Federal Reserve. I'm not telling you to do it. What I'm telling you is, it's not lost on anybody who really understands how the system works that you never actually end up at the institutions of real power. And it's also not lost on us that you don't end up at the institution of power because you either intentionally, for you paid George Soros actors, or subconsciously understand that the way that the money works in this country, the central banking system in this country, is the fundamental pillar of Democrat power. We know that. We can feel that. We're not stupid. You don't end up at the central bank because the Democrat Party would almost cease to exist if it didn't have the financial backing of the lion's share, the majority of super wealthy donors in America. You wouldn't survive without the propaganda that you pushed on Renee Good. The Democrat Party couldn't survive if you didn't have the propaganda machine and money that you pushed on Renee Good, and her death is on your hands because you know that President Trump's immigration policy is the exact same as Barack Obama's campaign talking points in 2008, and you push it on these people anyway. And even furthermore, you don't even believe in the idea of citizenship. That's how doublespeak and split-tongued the Democrats have become in this country. You can't talk about human rights or civil rights or that Renee Good's rights were violated because you don't believe in rights, because you don't believe in citizenship. You can't have rights without citizenship. You can't have citizenship without a border in a country. They're all inextricably linked. You're watching InfoWars here on Sunday night. I'm glad we got our technical issues worked out. Hope you can hear well. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
There's a standing ovation from the then Uniparty. I'm not going to criticize him too much. I mean, you know, what was the nation in a better place in 1995? You could say so. I mean, for us in the knowing here, you know, in the InfoWars crew, we know the plans for this country to devalue your citizenship, to create a borderless society, to move us towards technocracy, techno-feudalism, were already well underway, even under Bill Clinton. So I'm not giving old Bill too much credit. But at least public-facing, he was very MAGA in his immigration policy, at least in his views on immigration. He was very MAGA. MAGA Bill Clinton. We're going to show you MAGA Barack Obama here in a second as well. You got MAGA Bill, you got MAGA Hillary, you got MAGA Barack, MAGA Barry. You got some folks that were really MAGA in their immigration policy, at least on the campaign trail, at least in public facing. So, and here's a question I have. Why isn't the conservative media, why isn't Fox News, for example, just playing these clips all day long, all day, every day, until the liberal mind melts in under contradiction, under the weight of the contradiction? Why is every conservative media outlet in America not playing these clips of a Bill Clinton in 1995 saying the exact same reasonable things that all the MAGA movement and President Trump are saying now? Why do they not play the clips until the liberals and the leftists, fold under the weight of the contradiction? But we know the answer to that as well. We know. And I talked about Rand Paul and Ron and the whole libertarian movement, but I saw Rand on War Room this past week. And my first instinct was, oh, hold on, Rand. You know, but he said something very interesting. And he posted a list of all the United States senators that were unwilling to codify the DOGE cuts to foreign policy. And if there is ever a better diagnosis of the American Uniparty and the globalist agenda, I don't know if I could find one. If there is one out there, I don't know that I know it. Bring it up. I think I reposted it there in the control room. I think I reposted the list of all the United States senators who voted no to codify the DOGE cuts, the DOGE proposals to foreign policy. Usual suspects, there's a bunch of them on there, voted no. Of course, Mitch McConnell, Murkowski, there's a bunch of them on there. I mean, go down the list. There must have been 20 Republicans that I read on that list. But that, you know, the buried lead here is that the immigration policy and the immigration crisis that we've had in this country for a while works on both sides of the aisle. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, the Democrats are just a little more bold with it. They're saying we don't have a border. We don't need a border. Let anybody come live here. We're not doing it. Sorry. Ain't gonna happen. The Republicans, you know, the sort of country club, silk stocking, silk tie Republicans say, you know, free trade. We got to have the H-1B visas. No H-1B visas. And they try to make it seem like President Trump is this ultra right-wing extremist when it comes to immigration policy. President Trump is pretty much willing to do, just the only difference is he's willing to do what Barack Obama said he would do. That's the only difference. So in that way, you could say President Trump is pretty moderate in his immigration policy. Because some of us out here are further to the right, and I say that proudly, and I don't say it as being far right. Again, we're just right. We should have a 10-year moratorium on immigration until we get things under control. And that's not just migrants who are jumping the river or hopping the fence. I'm talking about on H-1B visas as well. Send these Chinese national students home. Send them on home. Pack up. Sorry.
ringing the bell. You guys are going, yeah, blow that up there. Let's see some of those names on this U.S. Senate list that were unwilling to codify the DOGE cuts to foreign policy. And, you know, you got the usual suspects. I don't even really have to look at the list, but I want you all to see. This is how many people voted no, and a lot of them are Republicans. And this is what you all need to know. Again, like I said last Sunday, we can complain all we want about how corrupt this government is. Do not resign from the process. Learn, understand, educate yourself about the process. These are the people who should be primaried and voted out. These are the Republicans that have been involved in the theater of the American uniparty globalist agenda the entire time. Right there up in your face. They're right up in your face. And the bait and switch for the Democrat liberal media is, you know, well, you know, the Republicans led by President Trump. Are we really led by President Trump? I don't know that we are. And I know a lot of you out there still have huge criticisms about President Trump and his closeness to the Israeli lobby. And I have a problem with it as well. But like I said to you last weekend, you know, the great elephant in the room, the grand contradiction here in the American political conversation is how a guy like Thomas Massie tells me in one breath that AIPAC is over 95% controlled. I mean, the Congress is over 95% controlled by AIPAC, but you want us to go and ask them for permission. That would be Israel first. The Congress is controlled by AIPAC, and we have to go ask AIPAC for permission, especially when it comes to military intervention or military action, then we would be Israel first. So I know a lot of people out there have criticisms of President Trump and this ongoing, still not solved conversation about Israel. I understand that, and rightfully so. You're an American citizen, and especially in the MAGA movement, you have the right to criticize whatever you want. You don't need my permission. That's just kind of intrinsic in our movement. You get to say and criticize who and whatever you want. Godspeed to you. Like I just pointed out about Massie, better make sure that the contradictions are ironed out. But I see on ABC's Instagram, ABC, ladies and gentlemen, that we are on track to have the single greatest one-year drop in homicides in American history. There's your buried lead. There's your buried lead. Where you at, Rachel Maddow, Muir, and you know, all you other sycophants? Collins, you know, Van Jones. Pick one. Pick one of them. Joy Behar. Where you guys at? Where you at on that headline? Greatest one-year drop in homicide rate in American history on record. The greatest one-year drop. We're on pace. We're on track to have the greatest one-year drop in the homicide rate in the history of our country. Murder is down. You think it has anything to do with the National Guard rolling into Washington, D.C., or Chicago, or Memphis, some of the murder capitals? You think it has anything to do with us getting out some of these illegal immigrants who, by the way, in Minnesota, the people who ICE rounded up were some of the most despicable individuals I've ever read about on paper, honestly. And they weren't all Somali. You had some Laotians in there. You had some, you know, Western Africans in there. You had a mix of a little bit of everything in who ICE has rounded up and taken off the streets so far. And some of these deportation orders go back 20 years. These people just walking around, roaming the streets. Now, they weren't in detention. They weren't in prison. ICE didn't raid the state correctional facility to get some of these criminals out of here. These people just roaming the streets. And you got to ask yourself, how much do your elected officials really care about you that these type of individuals are who they're willing to stake their political reputation on? And I know we've heard it. It's almost become cliche. These people want to protect the criminals, not just your average criminal. I mean, let's be honest. Stealing a gumball from the corner store, you know, that's called petty crime. And I'm not saying it's not a crime, but it sure as hell isn't the same type of crime as illegally entering a country. It's not that type of crime. And it certainly isn't the crime of murdering three people and raping two girls. I mean, the list that was published by ICE of the people that they've gone to get here in Minneapolis, Minnesota alone, here in Minnesota alone, will keep you up at night. Let's see if we can get that list. They're in the control room at some point. I think Fox News published the list. But I mean, it's almost unbelievable. It really is. It's almost unbelievable that not only are these politicians willing to stake their reputation on defending these people, but also that all of you weird, and I want to reemphasize weird, Marxists, communists, cosplaying revolutionaries with the Che Guevara t-shirts and the all-black Antifa getup. The fact that you people are willing to risk your lives to protect these kind of criminal individuals is an indictment of you morally. It's an obvious moral indictment of you. So excuse us if when you stand up on your soapbox out there at night, burning Minneapolis to the ground, and thank God Minneapolis didn't burn to the ground last night because it was right up on the edge, and it's a stone's throw. I mean, it's right there. It's right there on this combustible to the umpteenth degree. It's palpable. You could feel it. But it didn't go. And part of the reason it didn't go, we have to understand, is because people are working on the narrative. The narrative has a lot to do with the way things turn out. Vox Populi, Vox Dei. The voice of the people is the voice of God. The problem with it is people are dumb. If people are dumb, then the result of even a populist movement is going to be something grotesque. And right now, the revolution is coming in this country. We're in it. The question is, whose revolution is it going to be? And every time one of these situations happens, the mainstream, media industrial complex is shaping the narrative so that when tragedy strikes, there are huge political incidents, you know, that the arc of history bends towards their revolution. And that's what they're good at. And to that, I tell President Trump, go Max. Go Max. We don't have to talk about, let's just cut all the happy talk. Let's cut to the chase. Let's stop doing the dance around. You were right. President Trump's instincts were right. The media is the enemy of the people. The media is the enemy of the state, the enemy of freedom. Hell, even their own definition of democracy, even though we know that's a scam. But they are the enemy to their own virtues, their own self-proclaimed virtues. The media, the mainstream media, willing to lie through their teeth. Yellow journalism, fake create a narrative like Renee Good was some well-informed political revolutionary when really she was brainwashed by Democrat politicians and leftist activists and the mainstream media to believe that President Trump's immigration policy is anything different than his predecessors. It's not. He's just willing to enforce it. What was it? Bill Clinton, 12 million deportations. George Bush, 10 million deportations. Barack Obama, 5.5 million deportations. President Biden, bad plus minus for him, 4.5 deportations, but a whopping 20 million illegal immigrants let into the country. But still, I mean, still, even with that being said, even Joe Biden deported 5 million people on the record. I mean, we don't even know if we can trust that count, because I'm not sure I trust the count, to be honest with you. But in principle, the record reflects that President Trump hasn't even reached the same numbers as them yet. Around 2 million, conservatively, we've deported already in the first year of this term. And praise be to God. And we're going to keep deporting you. We're going to keep deporting you. We're not taking off the MAGA hat. We're not going to cower. We're not going to fold. We're not going to bend the knee. We're not going to back off one single inch. Because there isn't another country in the world you can just, you know, walk up to and go in and live and then say, pay for my health care and my education. Pay for my housing. In China, they just shoot you. Hell, Canada, Mexico, they shoot you. Go ahead and try and run across that border down there in Mexico. Go ahead and try and run that border there in Canada. I played basketball in Canada. I was a professional basketball player in Canada for 2 seasons. 2.5 years I lived in Canada. And as soon as the season was over, every single year, the government was already knocking on your door, asking you about renewing your visa or going back to the United States. Israel? You think you can just go fly over to the Middle East, walk on into Israel and say, give me free housing and health care and education? Are you kidding me? Shot. They just shoot you in Israel. China, they just shoot you. I'm just telling you the way Saudi Arabia, think you're just going to fly there to Saudi Arabia and live there free on the dime of the House of Saud? Are you kidding me? They're just going to shoot you. Never to be heard from again. Sorry. This guy was stupid. He was retarded. For some reason, we want to live in this retardation. It's not by accident, obviously. It's not by accident. It's not by accident that you have Minneapolis schools, $2.5 billion a year budget. Minneapolis schools, the teachers went on strike last year saying that they wanted more money, and they have the greatest gap in education achievement and proficiency in the entire country. And you want more money. And then, because of this fake outrage about ICE, you want to cancel school and go to e-learning until February 12th due to safety concerns and have the audacity to take the kids out of the school, little kids out of the school, and walk on the streets and protest. I thought ICE was out in roving, raging bands of fascist Gestapo lunatics, and you got the kids out in the streets, and you parents should be ashamed of yourselves. You honestly should be. If my kid was even in high school, but certainly under the age of 15, if my kid was under the age of 15 and I got a call that my kid's school took him on a protesting field trip, I would be up at that school so fast it would be scary. It would be absolutely scary. These kids don't have time to be out of school. They're still behind from the pandemic. All the e-learning that went on during the pandemic, they're still behind from that. They don't have time to be out of school doing, protesting field trips. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But when you indoctrinate generations of Americans, you feel comfortable that you could spin any narrative to them that you want. And I'm watching some of you swear that you're so intelligent. You're so in the knowing about politics. Your politics come with a side of old stale French fries. Your politics have been served to you with old stale French fries. Your political acumen, your political awareness is that of a child. It's like they just throw a comic book in your face. You read it and you just gobble it up. Show any leftist, any Democrat, progressive, any liberal, any ICE protester, the Bill Clinton video that we just played. Run the tape back, play the Bill Clinton, screen record the Bill Clinton speech, show it to any ICE protester, post it across social media nonstop until the leftists fold under the weight of their own contradiction. 1995, State of the Union Address. Bill Clinton. It is a self-defeatist, he says. It's self-defeating to have the type of immigration violations that they had in 1995. And I don't know what the numbers are of how many illegal immigrants were coming in the country in 1995, but I can tell you it wasn't 15 million. It wasn't 15 to 25 million. I can tell you that with great confidence. It wasn't 10 to 15 million. I can tell you that with some surety. These are the psyops. These are the info wars being waged against us and our kids. That's why I say, President Trump, go max. Go max. Don't worry about the public. Don't even worry about it. We got you, dog. Don't worry about it. We got you. Go max. Raise the Insurrection Act. Go ahead. Go ahead. These partisan judges and you know, the whole, all of the this Chinese, the dark Chinese money. Go ahead and seize that Chinese land. Go ahead. Send these Chinese nationals back onto China. Or they can go study at Oxford if the Europeans want to be all China centric. We don't need them here. And what are we going to do about the mainstream media? Now, we never want state-controlled media. But, and this is the problem with freedom, and this is what Scott Lobato was saying, there's a responsibility that comes with citizenship and freedom. And one of the real heresies of our citizenship and freedom right now is that we have allowed, culturally, societally, in America, but in the West, we have allowed our media institutions to be captured by self-defeatist ideas that are legitimate threats to national security now. The consensus that the mainstream media is able to create is actually a threat to national security at this point. They want us to be the only country in the world, the only country in the world that has an open border. The only one. Well, we're not going to do it. Sorry. Sorry, we're not sorry. Tragic that Renee Good lost her life. Her death is on the doorstep of the mainstream media industrial complex and your stupid narrative about immigration policy. And oh, by the way, the homicide record's going to be at an all-time low by the end of the year. Suck on that, Rachel Maddow. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you'll get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand of the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, you know, we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period, but there's an overlap each month when they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 425 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all. But thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum already discounted, get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The Nicolas Maduro extraction set? No way! This is awesome! Time to gear up, men! We're going into action!
Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, with Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it really has become ground zero once again for American politics. Will continue to be so. Rumors swirling that Governor Tim Walz is set to resign next week. That would be groundbreaking. The ultimate admission of guilt. First dropping out of his bid for the 2026 governor's race here in Minnesota. And now, possibly going to resign, step down from the office, which would be an ultimate admission of guilt and a great thing for my U.S. Senate campaign here in 2026 and a great thing for Minnesota Republicans to try and flip Minnesota for the first time in a long time. But we end up with the lieutenant governor in that situation, I believe. We end up with Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, which is like, out of the frying pan into the fire, right? I mean, at least Governor Tim Walz still has the illusion of the Midwestern dad that's a moderate. We would call him a communist, and that's part of the schizophrenia of the Overton window in American politics. We would call Tim Walz a communist. But the mainstream political machine, the mainstream media likes to fashion him as a good old American dad moderate. Well, if that's the case, then Peggy Flanagan, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, if you guys remember a week ago or a couple weeks ago, she made headlines for doing that hostage video with the Somali community leaders in the hijab. Irish, Catholic, Native American, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan in the hijab, pandering to Somalians for votes in Minnesota. Out of the frying pan, into the fire, if Governor Tim Walz resigns. And I still welcome it. I'm just letting people know the reality. This is how deep the rabbit hole goes. This is how deeply entrenched these people are in our country here in Minnesota. This is why I've been saying this is the belly of the beast. All eyes should be focused on Minnesota. Not for me. Not for me or the radio show or the podcast or my political campaign, because this is the bastion of far left politics masquerading as center left. These people are batshit crazy. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, put your body on the line. A couple weeks back, she was on I don't know if it was like a virtual meeting or maybe she was a speaker or something of that sort. I'm not sure. But, she just comes right out and says, put your body on the line. Renee Good's death is on your doorstep, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. The blood is on your hands. Put your body on the line. You put your body on the line, Peggy. Come on down from your ivory tower there. Come on down. Come on around from your posh gated community. And your wine mixers and cocktail parties in high society. Come on around down there with the people, and you put your body on the line. That ain't going to happen. You ain't going to see them. You won't see them. They'll make an appearance like Jacob Fry. It's all for appearances, and they've got him in a real pickle because he has to try and put on a tough guy persona, and he couldn't be more light in his loafers. Jacob Fry might be one of the most soft and effeminate men I've ever seen in the public domain, in the public sphere. Never seen a man more light in his loafers than Jacob Fry. And every year after year, every couple of years, they throw him right back into the fire, and he has to try and you know, create this tough guy persona. It's not working. It's not working for you. It's not working because you're not tough. Then you got the Minneapolis police chief getting run off the streets there. What is going on here in Minnesota? The belly of the beast. I'm your host, Royce White. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned. InfoWars Sunday Night Live.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Welcome back to InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Minnesota going number one in American politics. Still WWE theater, still, politics with French fries. That's what we have here in Minnesota. There's a George Floyd, and then there's a Renee Good. You know, ICE is coming to take over. They're the Gestapo. You know, they're deporting some of the most reprehensible criminals I think I've ever read about on paper. Multiple murders, rapes of young, it's just grotesque. The rap sheet on some of these marquee deportations here in Minnesota. You just got to ask yourself, is there a link between the LGBTQ craze, minor attracted people, and the fact that these lunatic leftists are out there risking their lives to protect the deportation of illegal immigrants who were raping children? Is there maybe a link there? I don't know. It's conspicuous to say the very least. You're out there risking your life to stop the deportation of people you don't even know. You don't know any of these people. What does that have to do with you? You're a citizen. But it goes back to fundamentals. Do we believe in having a country or not? A lot of you don't believe in having a country. You're retarded. I just want to say you're retarded. And I'm watching a lot of you. And this, I kind of just keep to myself because I have a growing contempt of, the crisis of intelligence in our country, a growing contempt for it. I really do. I don't mean to, you know, sound arrogant or highbrow, but if you don't believe in the fundamental value of having a country, and you don't realize if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. If you don't have laws, you don't have a country. If you don't have a country, you're not a citizen. If you're not a citizen, you don't have human rights or civil rights or women's rights or trans rights or any other rights. If you don't understand that, if you don't understand the link, that they're all inextricably linked, the connection of those things, those fundamental American citizenship pillars, if you don't understand that, you know, you're an idiot. And some of you have chosen to be idiots willfully, and we see that too. We see the sort of ignorance is bliss, willful ignorance benefits you. Because despite this revolutionary cosplay, and hats off to some of these leftists, because at least they're really serious. I mean, you know, their mind is all twisted up and they're brainwashed, but they're committed. And you gotta have some respect for that, the same way you would respect your enemy in a war. Like in World War II, we had to respect that the Japanese really went to the kamikazes. We had to respect that. And if we didn't, we put ourselves at a strategic disadvantage. So there is a healthy respect for some of these loony leftists because they're actually committed. But some of you other people in between the lines, in between what you call the far right, we call the just right, and the lunatic left, some of you people in between the lines, who are you and what are you doing it for? You're doing it for Instagram validation, social media validation. I saw a person the other night, and I'm not going to name any names here this evening, but I saw a person the other night, you know, give this sort of soliloquy. You know, it's kind of a handwritten soliloquy on their Instagram story about how, you know, their two immigrant children who are 10 and 9 years old were in tears on the car ride home from football practice. Because they were afraid that ICE may come and round them up. And what would they do if ICE came in and took their parent? A little soliloquy. Oh, poor us. You're a fruitcake. You're a fruitcake. And you're teaching your children to be afraid of a boogeyman that they don't need to be afraid of. If you're not an illegal immigrant, you don't need to be worried about ICE. You never have before, and you don't now. And that's just the truth of it. And you don't mind, you don't mind a police state. You just mind who the police state is targeting. Nobody minded the police state when the FBI was surveilling MAGA voters, MAGA supporters, MAGA content creators, when the security state was running intelligence and surveillance on what they called far right wing Christian nationalist or extremist. Nobody cared about a police state then. Do you think we're stupid? Do you all think that we're stupid? No, you do. I know you do. You think Hillary Clinton is smart, and you know she's got a very prestigious education, no doubt. You all think Hillary Clinton is smart, and Hillary Clinton said we're all deplorables. She called us deplorable. I think your husband's deplorable, Hillary. Not the good kind, not the MAGA deplorable. He's the Jeffrey Epstein type of deplorable. And the sick thing about it is we all know Hillary knew. I mean, that's the quiet part out loud, right? Is that Hillary knew about Monica. And if Hillary knew about Monica, she also knew about old Jeffrey Epstein. We're not stupid. And the reason why the Democrats are increasingly starting to lose approval is because they can't even pander to their own base anymore. Why? Because the ideologies don't match up. They used to have it vertically integrated. You know, all the way from the donor class, you know, down to the sort of tier two donors and activists, the donor activist hybrids like George Soros. Then you had the media talking heads. Then you had your NGOs and your nonprofits and your community activists. And then you had your faith leaders in the black community, the sellout grifting, reverends all across America, all right on down to the average single black woman who done pushed her own, kid's father right on out of the house. They had a vertical integration. Now you're getting some woke folks saying, wait a second. wait, hang on there. Let's check the FEC reports. How much money are you taking from AIPAC, Amy Klobuchar? How much money are you taking from AIPAC, Angie Craig? How much money are you taking from AIPAC, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz? How much money are you guys taking from AIPAC? Because we're Free Palestine over here. So there's a break. And you got to understand when people who are this dishonest and corrupt start to crack at the seams, they have to go tyrannical. They have to go desperate. They have to throw a Hail Mary. The Hail Mary is coming in the 2026 elections. The Hail Mary is we could really pass one last time, one last hurrah One last hurrah for the failed propaganda. We're going to take it on tour one more time. Because hopefully we've indoctrinated enough Gen Z citizens to believe that the top priority for the 2026 midterms has to be the Gestapo ICE operation and the LGBTQ rights initiative. And oh, with Rene Good, they found the best of both worlds, didn't they? Do you think it's by coincidence? Okay, let me stop. You think it's by coincidence that a mother who was recently divorced, married, estranged from the father, and decided to go lesbian is going to be the poster child of their 2026? This stuff is spiritual, guys. This stuff is not a coincidence. And I'm not even saying it's coordinated. I'm not into the entire false flag deal because you need the smoking gun. And like the great Edward Snowden told us, sometimes that, you know, they make it illegal to go where you need to go to find the evidence to prove the corruption. So I'm not one to do the whole, oh, the whole thing is coordinated. It's coordinated at a supernatural level. It's coordinated on a supernatural level. And on that playing field, you don't need a smoking gun. We can see the connection. It's not by accident that the two top cultural WWE wedge issues in America right now is a fundamental conversation or question about being a country and citizenship and whether or not illegal immigration is even illegal. And as always, the revolving door spins for the LGBTQ politics. With Rene Good, they get the best of both worlds. Next, they're going to be trying to tell you that ICE killed this woman because she was a lesbian. We're not stupid. We're just not stupid. We're not stupid, and we're not going to play stupid. President Trump, go Max. Go Max. I love the Greenland move. All you liberals hate Russia so much. Russia's our arch enemy. Oh, Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia's sailing their submarines, their nuclear submarines out the, up there in the Arctic now for the last 10 odd some years. In a sort of international, dead zone, because for some strange reason, and America doesn't want to seem too aggressive with their influence in their own hemisphere. So we want to let the Greenlanders be the Greenlanders. Well, sorry, Greenland. It looks like you're going to be coming with us, whether you like it or not. And I like when President Trump says, whether you like it or not. Go Max. Venezuela, whether you like it or not. Mexico, Canada, you better pick a side and you better do it quick. Colombia, Cuba, this is our hemisphere. This is our neighborhood. You're in our backyard. Your security guarantees have been a burden on the American taxpayer anyway. Let's go the next level down. You know, we say no other country has an open border in the entire world. No other country in the entire world has a government policy of open borders. Not one. Let's go the next level down on the universal grievance welfare narrative. Let's go down to universal health care. The only countries in the world that have free health care, universal health care, are countries that the American taxpayer subsidizes the security guarantees for. I'll say that again. The only countries in the world that have universal health care are countries that the American working class has subsidized the security guarantees for. Are you following me? Is that too highbrow for you, Rachel Maddow? Square that circle. Tell me why all the countries who have universal health care have security guarantees subsidized by the American taxpayer. Because when the American working man beats himself into the grave and pays taxes through his gills, other people in other countries reap the benefits. That's why we're America first. That's why making America great again means being America first and increasingly America only, because you globalist sycophants think we're stupid. You think you're going to paint the edge of the plate. You think you're going to lay that pitch in right there on the edge of the plate and tell us that Lindsey Graham is MAGA. Well, President Trump can play along for whatever strategic purpose he thinks he needs Lindsey Graham. But us out here in the wilderness, we won't be going along with you. Sorry. Lindsey Graham is a hard no. John Thune is a hard no. And that's why I'm running for United States Senate. I'd love to sit back in my cozy, comfy studio here and just talk about the politics of the time. Sell t-shirts or, you know, whatever else. I'm kind of a simple guy. I don't need much. I like the same clothing item in several colors. I don't need much. So I'd have no problem with doing that. But every time I look up as a 34-year-old American citizen, I see a John Thune. Every time I look up, there's an Amy Klobuchar or a Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. Praise be to Allah. Irish Catholic Native American Peggy Flanagan in the hijab. Are you kidding me? I gotta run. I have to run. And if that ain't bad enough, you got the Somalis up there in St. Cloud, looking like they're about to start a riot on the ICE agencies, on the ICE agents. And nobody is more neck deep in the St. Cloud Somali community than good old Tom Emmer, House Majority Whip. We talk about it all the time. The uniparty, the establishment, there are no political parties anymore. They're just nationalists and globalists. There are patriots and traitors. There are people who believe in having a country and people who don't. That's it. It's not complicated. ICE isn't your enemy. Your enemy is BlackRock. Your enemy is Jerome Powell. That's your enemy. Money printer goes bird, Jerome Powell. These things are the real oppression of the American people. And I say that for this reason. Again, you got to understand there's three groups of people out there in the streets. When you look at Minneapolis, Minnesota, there are three groups of people, and the MAGA and America First movement have to figure out how to culturally, socially, psychologically, spiritually extricate a third of those people out there. There are three distinct groups of people out there in the streets in these protests. One group is paid. They'll go wherever the money is. Another group believe in the fundamental philosophy of no borders. They believe that the fall of America is the solution to everybody's problems. Why? Because they don't believe in freedom. Why? They don't believe in inalienable rights. Why? They don't believe in an authority higher than the government, because they're cucks. They crave tyranny. They just want the tyranny to feel like it's in alignment with their virtue signaling. That's it. They don't believe in freedom. If they had the chance, you wouldn't be free to read the Bible or wear your MAGA hat or have your Trump bumper sticker or be a Republican or a Christian or anything else. Have a gun. You wouldn't know freedom if these people were in charge. So that's another group. You got your paid activists out there. They're taking a check. You got the people who believe in the fundamental philosophy at heart. And then you have a group of people out there who are just really frustrated with their life, with the government, with the way that the system works. It's crushing them. And that is a third of the people out there. And we do want to appeal to you. We do want to extricate you from that meaningless existence. We'd like to give you meaning. We'd like to improve the value of American citizenship. But the way you improve it is you bring the credit card interest rates down to 10%. You put in immigration policy and you deploy the National Guards to the communities that are the most violent, which are the black communities. You deploy federal intervention to these places and you watch the homicide rate plummet. On track to have the single greatest reduction in homicide rate in American history. You take a Greenland, you take a Venezuela, you take a Colombia, you take a Cuba, you punk a Canada, you punk a Canada to the benefit of the American people so that the value of your citizenship rises. Because the people you voted for, in between the lines of the far right, just right, but far right, and the lunatic left, in between those lines, the people you continue to elected robbed you blind. It's like, you know, John Gotti, the joke is from the John Gotti movie. John Gotti says if he robbed the church and he had the steeple sticking out of his rear end, he would still say that he didn't do it. And that's who your political elites are. They're more criminal than John Gotti. Your political elites, the people you have elected time and time again, the permanent political class, are more criminal than the American mafia could have ever dreamt of. The real organized crime in America is the permanent political class, and we all know it. You know it. I know it. They know it. They're right up in your face with it. And that's why they can't stand President Trump. Even where he'll play the game, the single greatest advantage to a President Trump is that he's just crazy enough, and I say this in a good way, in a complimentary way, he's just crazy enough to tell the right people that they can go piss off at the right moment. And we need that in this country. You can't have it both ways. You can't say that the wealthy elites, are a scourge on humanity. You can't have this ultra Marxist communist sort of, redistribution of wealth. We hate the elite, but then you vote for the same politicians that get their paper bags, their black bags, their paper bags, their PACs, their funding from that donor class. Square the circle. That's how you still hold Barack Obama up as a saint, even though he had the same immigration policy rhetoric as President Trump. But it is starting to fracture. It's starting to fracture. And oh, Israel is at the cross section of where that fracture is taking place. There's no doubt about it. And if you look at one thriving example of the Uniparty, it would be AIPAC. Just go to their landing page. I think we're going to bring it up here at the top of the next block. AIPAC has a PAC landing page, and on it you see three politicians. You know what? I'm going to save it. I'm not even going to name them. I'm going to let you see it here on the other side of the break. There's no better example of the American Uniparty than AIPAC's PAC landing page. Oh, well, we're going to talk about it here right after the break. But it's not just Israel. There's a spiritual propensity towards selling out in each and every one of us, and that's how we got here. We all were willing to play fast and loose with the truth while our elites stole from us and ran this country into the ground. You're watching the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. InfoWars, I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish DMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
The Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are talking about the immigration psyop is what's going on. It's a psyop, ladies and gentlemen. Can we run the Barack Obama? We got to run the Barack Obama. I want to run it right now. Listen to MAGA Barry. All you Democrats and leftists, all you progressives out there. All you strange Marxist, communist, Antifa types, listen to MAGA Barry. Listen to MAGA Barry tell you about immigration policy.
You've broken the law. You didn't come here the way you were supposed to. So this is not going to be a free ride. What's going to happen is you are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration. But they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it.
You've broken the law. You've broken the law. MAGA Barry Obama says you've broken the law. Learn English. Well, Barack Obama's got pretty good diction, pretty good English. Right out of the bowels of Langley. Very articulate. You've broken the law, learn English. The American people have a good appreciation for immigration, but you just can't have 500,000 illegal immigrants pouring across the border. I mean, can we play it? People probably would think that's AI. That's the scary part. We live in such a strange moment in society. I think a fair amount of people who are dogmatically loyal to the Democrat Party or to the liberal political worldview, that many of them will scroll by this on the internet and write it off as artificial intelligence, that it's a fake video, rather than confront the fact that they have been lied to and brainwashed at a level unequal to anything in human history. Seriously, it is that bad. This era of propaganda, this era of InfoWar is unlike anything I could have ever imagined. And I was watching Alex Jones back when 20 years ago when I was 18. Building 7. And we thought that was bad. And don't get me wrong, that was bad. You know, the Building 7 narrative was bad, and it still is bad. It's a bad beat. But the fact that they could run this level of propaganda on you in the modern, I mean, you know, even 9/11 happened in a pre-social media context. It happened in a pre-social media and digital world. We were still running analog back in 2001. Okay, so, you know, fair play to them. The New York Times drove the narrative. Today, you're all jacked into your own individual and personal source of information. You're all jacked into your own, you know, your own records. You're watching them lie to you in real time, and you are so dependent, is the best word for it. You're so dependent on the security of and not even security. You're so, even worse, what makes you a cuck. And I say that, I've been saying it for 3 years. I was the first one to say cuckservative on television. First one to call some of these conservatives cuckservatives. And it's not just them. It's the American citizen. We have a sort of cuck citizenship. Cuck citizens is what we should call them. You're cuck citizens is what you are. You're so dependent on the false sense of security that you are willing to accept the lie to your dying breath. There is nothing more embarrassing to watch. I have secondhand embarrassment from all of the cuckery from American citizens, where you are so dependent on the false security of the system, you are willing to believe the lie and defend the lie until your dying breath. Please, you're better than this. The American people, if you hear me, you can hear the sound of my voice. You are better than this. You got a little hat, you know, one of those little rainbow hats, and I don't mean the LGBTQ thing, although, you know, it's correlation. But you remember the old, you know, primary color hat is like red, green, blue, and yellow, and it's got that propeller on it. Remember that hat? You know, little kids used to wear, they give you at the fair or at the zoo or whatever the case may be. It's fun. It's fun. I don't know. Maybe I'm from that era when they had the little primary color hat with the propellers. Like you could just spin and take off and start flying. You got one on. You're a child. You're an infant. And I'm not talking to the InfoWars audience because they already understand this. I'm talking to the deep state who will take this and chop it up and use it as opposition material in my U.S. Senate campaign. Please, Rachel Maddow, I'm begging you, please cut this footage up and post it on primetime. The average American citizen is a child, brainwashed with political propaganda. Little tiny primary hat on with a propeller that says cuck on it in bold neon letters. Because you're so dependent on the false sense of security from the system, you're willing to die with their lies. This is never what your what America was supposed to be or what citizenship was supposed to look like. We are so far. We are so far from the vision of our founding fathers. It's profound. It's profound in a dark and almost desperate way. And so that's why we go Max, President Trump. Go Max. And I like you, Massey. I'll say it again. I like Thomas Massey. He's saying the right things. He's saying the right things. I like his debt clock. I'm a debt hawk myself. Border, debt, forever wars. You can't have a country without a border. You really can't have a country when you're $38 trillion in debt and taking on another trillion every 100 days. And you can't be a country if you defend everybody else's borders more than you do your own. Border, debt, forever wars. So I agree with Thomas Massey on some things. But again, I just can't square this circle. And it's spooky. I mean, it starts to glow. And then I look out at American politics and I think to myself, who can you trust even? I don't know. That's why I kind of just keep to myself. You don't see me popping up everywhere on all these people's shows and Fox News, or they would never have me on. The Fox News is the quintessential controlled opposition. We all know that. I mean, if you're listening to this show, you know Fox News is for stupid people. It's controlled opposition. They say all the right things to keep the right amount of middle white America in on the money grab. Keep tuning in. Keep buying, another set of knives that you don't need, or whatever it is they're selling you in the ads. I was just going to say just enough of nothing to keep you right here in the culture war. We're not going to tell you how the Republican Party works or how the political process works because we don't want you involved in the political process. We want you here for the outrage because the outrage will keep you just distracted enough to tune in and buy products. That's what it really is, a money grab. But it's, you start to wonder, who can you even really trust? Thomas Massey, I ask you again, and I haven't gotten an answer. Maybe I have to write like a direct post to you. Congressman Massey, can you please help me square the circle? Help the American people. I don't mean it to be condescending either. Because I think AIPAC is just as much of a problem as you do. And I've probably been called anti-Semitic more than any other United States Senate candidate in the country. At least anyone who's won a statewide endorsement and primary. I could say that with certainty. There isn't another United States Senate candidate in the entire country who doesn't take a single dollar from special interests and lobbies that has been called anti-Semitic more than me and won a statewide primary. So, Congressman Massey, please square the circle for us here in the more libertarian wing of American politics. If the United States Congress is all but completely captured by AIPAC, wouldn't asking them to take military action be Israel first? Anybody else out there in the audience? Please, I'll be checking the comments. If you're watching live here on social media, we get done here in 10 minutes. I want to see what everybody else thinks. If the United States Congress, by Thomas Massey's own view, is over 95% captured by AIPAC, then wouldn't asking the Congress to take military action be Israel first? Or maybe I'm the one who's a little messed up in the head. Maybe I'm a little stupid. I don't think so. I think I'm pretty rational. I think I'm ahead of the curve on most things, like saying Minnesota going green again. Number one, belly of the beast, center of American politics, will continue to be. Can't ask the Congress for anything because it's captured. We can't ask the United States Senate for anything because obviously they are working against us. Like when Rand Paul tries to codify the DOGE cuts for foreign aid, and then half of your, a good number of your Republican senators say, oh, no, step too far. Not to mention the SAVE Act. I mean, come on, that's the elephant in the room. The buried lead is the SAVE Act. If there is a reason why, and I don't know why, I don't know how much you're going to actually put up with on the right in American political, in American politics, whatever the right is, I don't know how much you're going to put up with here now in the home stretch, in the final stroke of the clock for our nation. I don't know how much you're going to put up with, but the insecurity of our election security, should see protests every single day. Don't tell me conservatives don't protest because we have jobs. We usually have jobs. These people work jobs. I know they're getting paid to protest, and some of them are on government assistance, and I get that. But come on. No, they're committed. It's the same reason people on the right are so deathly afraid of the Muslims. It's radical Islam, and it is radical, and it is a threat. There's no doubt about that. But part of the reason why Western society has to be so afraid of the Muslims is because we've lost our saltiness as Christians. I'm a Catholic, Deus Vult, to all my Catholics in the audience. We've lost our saltiness. Why are you only having 1.5 kids per couple? What is wrong with white society? Seriously, I don't understand it. And then you get the Fox Newsers who say, the problem in America is black men who have children out of wedlock, and then they're not there with their kids. Well, we need all of these black Americans out there that don't have fathers in the home. We need them. We need all these bastard Christian children now, don't we? Because the Muslims seem to be outbreeding us, for 8-1. And they're confident about it, and they smile, and they have a certain confidence. You ever notice, you hear some of these, Muslims talk. They talk with an assertiveness. It's an assertiveness that comes from their surety of their goal and their mission, and their functional willingness to back it up with their actions in the world. That's what puts us at a strategic disadvantage against Islam long term. They're sure what they're doing. They're sure about it. They're serious about it. They're not taking any shortcuts. 4 wives, 12 children. Beat that. Islam will rise, and they're saying it right up in your face. And we have to fight that. We have to combat that. But part of the combatants isn't, let's give more money to the military-industrial complex to defend our Israel outpost while we let the same super donors, like Charlie Kirk said, the same super donors from the Jewish lobby force propaganda down our throats that tells us that we shouldn't procreate unless we're financially stable. Your forebearers there in Scandinavia didn't need food security to pop out another couple babies. In fact, they used reproduction as a means for economic stability. And I love when Steve Bannon brings up that point. It's probably the most salient point about immigration policy to tie it all back together. Part of the reason why Western society and young people don't want to have children is because we keep letting in these illegal immigrants, and we're paying them 50%, and it undermines the integrity, the fiscal integrity. They call it moral hazard. in the financial world. It undermines the stability of the entire spirit of the American workforce. That's the truth of it. You can't have it both ways. Can't have it all the ways. You got to pick a lane and stay in that lane. When I'm driving, I like to stay in one lane until I absolutely have to, because I don't want to go in other people's lanes. I don't know what they're going to do. They're jerk-offs. They're texting and driving. They're drunk. They're high. They're caught up in liberal lunatic fantasies. They're thinking about Emily in Paris. They think they're the star in their own reality TV show on their Instagram with 300 people. These people are retarded. So I like to stay in my lane. That's the American people right now. We got to pick a lane and stay in that lane. Right now, President Trump said, right now, the lane is being driven by President Trump. Like it or not, let's just deal with reality, sir. Congressman Massey, sir. President Trump is driving the car. Criticize all you want. Feel free. But we're still going to be taking Greenland. And Venezuela can bite a hog in the rear end. We're not going to play this game. We're not going to play this go ask AIPAC game. Go ask the AIPAC Congress. Should we take military action in Greenland while the Russians sail their nuclear submarines up there in the Arctic? And they want to play footsie with China. Look, I'm all for, a strategic alliance between us and the Russians on a Christian basis. I'm all for it. But we're not going to play a game. And that doesn't mean we should send any more money to Ukraine. I'm not for that either. Oh, well, if President Putin wants to side with Xi Jinping in China, then I guess, out of convenience, we'll continue to play ball with Ukraine strategically. No, Ukraine, you're on your own. In fact, all of Europe, you're on your own. You people better pray that president, you people better drop to your, you atheist, you strange, limousine, liberal, atheist, secular humanists better drop to your knees in the evening and pray to whoever it is you pray to that you got a President Trump and not a Royce White. Because I would have pulled out of NATO on day one. We would have been out of there. Done. You Europeans better fend for yourselves. You better figure it out. Figure it out. I like when he says, you can buy, hey, Xi, Putin, we're open for business. You can buy as much oil from us as you want to. He's playing in reality. The world is driven by oil. You can't escape it, and neither can I. You can't escape it, and neither can I right now. Is there a future out there for us where, nuclear and whatever other type of advanced technology will give us free, sustainable energy? Sure. And like I said a couple of weekends ago, maybe the government is suppressing it. And I'll say this. This might be controversial, too. Every ICE agent out there has to understand the most important task to defend and save this republic is removing every illegal immigrant that came into this country under the Biden administration. The single most important task is to deport every single illegal immigrant that came into this country under the Joe Biden administration. And because it is most important, because it is the most important task, you have to operate with the utmost discretion. Because the narrative, the support, the approval for deporting illegal immigrants rests upon the edge of a blade. And one more Rene Good could unravel the entire thing. And you'll see your Republican rhino politicians go first. You're already seeing them start to quiver because they're soft-bellied. They're cuck-servatives. When the noise gets too loud from the public, your puppet politicians, they start to quiver. Cuck-servatives, even the rhinos. Watch. If one more thing happens out there in this ICE operation, where the public approval and sentiment swings too much, you'll see them run for the hills, and it'll happen just after the 2026 midterms when they cheat us out of the majorities. They'll start to flee from President Trump like a man with, tuberculosis, bubonic plague. They'll flee. So you ICE agents out there, please understand, do your job, but carry the weight of this task with the utmost discretion, because I see no evidence that this administration even wants to go max. And you all know what I mean when I say max it. And here's the thing. Again, if our approach is, well, it doesn't matter what the public thinks. If it's right, it's right. If it's lawful, it's lawful. We don't care what the public thinks. Cool. I'm all for it. Then you better put out the unredacted Epstein files. If it doesn't matter what the public thinks, what's right is right. And we're going to go forward on that accord. Then put out the full unredacted Epstein files. As a matter of fact, don't stop there. Let's go radical transparency. Let's go radical declassification. Like Steve Bannon was telling you all before we won in 2024. There needs to be a radical declassification to regain the trust of the American people. Number one. Because if you're going to play public approval, if you're going to play a populist movement, if you're going to say, we have to be conscious of what the public thinks and the public approval when we're already captured by our enemies, then we have to do it across the board. If the public sentiment doesn't matter, release those Epstein files. If the public sentiment doesn't matter, if the public approval doesn't matter, take the federal government and you go into each state and you pull these election machines right out of the walls. Go max. Don't just go max in the immigration, immigrant removal. Go max there too. I'm not saying you can't, but go max across the board. You're going to play public approval, then you better play it to a T. And you have to understand, and we all have to understand, even on the right, we have to understand that we are dealing with a fickle populace. So by default, we have a very fickle populist movement. And the sentiment and public approval rests upon the edge of a blade. Nothing more important than removing the illegal immigrants that came here under Joe Biden. But, oh, that narrative is shaky. Because Americans, we have weak stomachs. That's how we would let the political elite convince us in the first place that the world's problems, the solutions to the world's problems, are here in America, but yet we still want America to fall in order to solve them. It's been another great Sunday night. I appreciated Alex Jones and the InfoWars team for having me. We'll see you next Sunday. I'm on Sunday now for a while. Godspeed. God bless you. God bless America. Stay safe and stay dangerous. See you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us.
we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.